Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Walter Kieschel back on the show. Walter is the former editorial director at Harvard Business Publishing, former managing editor at Fortune Magazine, the author of a number of books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, which has become one of my favorites, The Lords of Strategy. And he's our strategy guy. He's here to talk to us about maybe a little bit of a variation on strategy. Walter Kieschel, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you again, Jim.
And that's Walter Kieschel III, not to be confused with the first and the second, right, Walter?
They were very distinguished gentlemen, more distinguished than their son and grandson. But one of the reasons I used the third was my father, Walter Kieschel Jr. He wrote a few things. He was a great lawyer and published a few essays in that field, and I didn't agree with all of them. So I didn't want people to get confused.
Now you've piqued my interest here. What did you not agree with him about?
It was just some of his reservations about, I think we disagreed to some extent about the role of government.
What was his position?
He was probably more conservative than I was. And my grandfather, the first Walter Kieschel, he was the chairman of the Republican Party in Johnson County, Nebraska.
So where did you go? Where did they go wrong with you, Walter?
I don't know. The
what
apple falling
what
farther
happened?
From the
what
tree.
What happened?
I don't know, Jim.
Holy mackerel!
Probably the liberal education.
My parents feel the same way about me. My mother still she doesn't know what happened to me because I diverged from everything they taught me. Walter, thanks again for hanging out with us. That was a great. I love that little story. We'll have to expand on that another time. I'd love to hear more about your father and your grandfather. In the past you've really helped us a lot, Walter. Understand about the importance of strategy. I'm trying to help small business owners to understand that there's a CEO role in every one of their businesses, whether it's a local, clothing retailer, a garage, or where they work on cars, or manufacturing, or something bigger and more sophisticated. Regardless, that there's a CEO role, and in that CEO role that they have to drop into from time to time is where the vision, the strategy is. And you've helped us to understand that in the times that you've spent with us in the past. But strategy can't live without a foundation under it, can it?
That's really true. And one of the fascinating things I've seen just in the last few months talking to high-level strategy consultants at the big firms who work for the largest corporations in the world is that they've begun to have a new appreciation of what they call building capabilities within organizations or building mm-hmm. human capabilities.
What do you think they meant by capability?
What they meant is the specific behaviors that employees have to have in order to carry out a strategy. I mean, I wrote in The Lords of Strategy about how most of the original lords who came up with a lot of the great strategy ideas in the late 20th century, they were all engineers. And they didn't really think too much about the human component or what human mm-hmm. people were going to have to do to implement strategy. Mm-hmm. Well, as one of the consultants was saying to me a few months ago, I think we're really beginning to learn that lesson and that the great ideas and great strategies aren't enough.
Are you saying that big-time business consultants are starting to become human again?
Well,
are you saying that they're actually realizing that they're human beings with beating hearts and sentient beings that have families and feelings? Say it ain't so, Walter.
I don't think it's necessarily go so far as to realize that they have families and other people who might have claims
on
their
time.
I'm sorry,
I didn't mean to get carried away, Walter.
I think, Jim, don't dream too big in that.
I love sarcasm. Sure. I'm so good at it too. Go ahead,
but,
Walter.
No, but what they've come to realize is that you can have a great strategy, and you can even have a really good plan for executing that strategy of each step that you need to take to put it into effect. But if the people in your organization don't have the specific behaviors, don't have the abilities to execute those steps and make them happen, then it's pretty worthless. It goes beyond just the old idea that, strategy is nothing without execution. It really goes to the next dimension and says, well, what does it take to execute this strategy?
See, what you
in terms
just
of specific behaviors of our people.
Walter, what you just described is the way small business owners approach their business.
I hope that's so, and I think that is true.
Oh, it is true. It is true, because we probably are too light on the strategy, but we're very heavy on the human component. And what I think you just described were people who historically or who more late recently have been heavy on the strategy, but maybe light on the human side. And I'm gonna help get Walter to help us reconcile those two. On the other side of this break is 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Walter Kieschel is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.